This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone now is Donna Lee Estes, the Executive Director and CEO of NAMI, along with Beth Linzo D'Amico, who's the Director of Programs and Training at NAMI Rochester. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
And thank you so much for waking up to talk with me this morning. We wanted to have you on NAMI Rochester. You guys have been doing great work to educate people, raise awareness about mental illness here in our community. Just wanted to, one, say thank you for that, and two, what's new at NAMI?
I think we have a lot that's new with NAMI right now. We are on the road to producing a number of NAMI programs. So we have our support groups, which are coming back quite quickly, and our both family support groups and peer support groups.
And those groups are free of cost, right, Donna, for folks that are looking?
Free of cost, yes. They're free of cost. And because of COVID, some of them were a little bit on hiatus, and some were held via Zoom, and some, well, there weren't any in person. So we're slowly bringing back some of the meetings in person, because that's really the choice that people select the most, is in-person meetings.
Will you still offer the hybrid solution there, where if somebody can't come in person, they can do it via Zoom, or will it be in-person only for most of those family groups?
No, there'll always be a hybrid solution as well. We'll have hybrid meetings.
Perfect. And can you explain, Donna, to our listeners, the family support group, can you tell folks what that is? Maybe there's somebody that's got a son, a daughter that's dealing with mental illness, and this would be a good resource for them.
Certainly. The family support group is for any family member, and even a friend that has someone in their family or someone that they're close to that has a mental illness. So generally people come together and it's a support group. It's a facilitated support group by individuals that have gone through similar experiences. So they know exactly what the individuals that come to the support group are going through. So it's a great experience, and it's a very supportive. I guess it's a support group, so of course it's supportive, but it's a great opportunity for people to come together and share experiences and knowledge.
Am I right in assuming, Donna, that it's that camaraderie, that connection that people feel face-to-face with other folks that are going through a similar journey to them? That's the desire so much to get this back in person and to get that help from your peers.
Yes, it is. It's that connection, that personal connection that means the most to individuals. It's very helpful.
And, you know, Donna, I just think of this time of year, you know, there's so much stress going on, busy time of year for sure with the holidays and everything. And a lot of times, unfortunately, when you get together with family, that can trigger some past maybe trauma or unresolved issues that you might have. So are you guys seeing an increase in folks reaching out to you right now?
We do. And, you know, the other thing is we have to keep in mind that not everyone, you know, celebrates the holidays and have the happy holidays like, you know, typically you see in movies.
Right.
There are people who are not having the same type of holidays that everyone else is having. And that also triggers, you know, anxiety and depression. You know, it's stressful. It's stressful if you have anxiety. And I think that people have to keep in mind that not everyone is in the same state of mind that they're in, and to be cognizant that some people are struggling at this time of year.
You know, you make a good point there, Donna. You know, I guess there's this, you know, sense that like it's the holidays and people are cheerful and joyful. But when you dig deep down, there are folks that are dealing with death. Good friend of mine just lost her father last week. And I can't imagine not having my dad at Christmas, you know. So like you said, you don't know where people's state of mind is.
Right. You don't know where they're coming from. And in addition, you know, at this time of year, people tend to party a little bit more, maybe drink a little bit more. And with that comes maybe talking a little bit more and not realizing what they're saying. And, you know, you don't know when you're going to offend someone. So you need to be cognizant that, you know, try to curb what you're saying in group settings.
It's that whole awareness thing, right? Like it's one, we want to end the stigma with mental illness and actually be able to talk about it with our peers, with our coworkers, and bring it to light, but also being sensitive with that. And you guys educate folks on that. Like if somebody does have a coworker or a family member that they just found out is dealing with a mental issue, what should they keep in mind as far as, you know, how to talk to them properly?
Just to keep in mind that try not to solve any problems or issues that the people are facing, and maybe just listen. you know, just stop and listen to what they're saying. Individuals don't want to hear a solution to their problems or a solution to what they're saying. Sometimes they just need a listener. So my suggestion would be just stop and listen to what the person is saying.
I agree with you 100%. I put our listening ears on, as I tell my son. But also, too, you guys do offer an opportunity for folks to come in and maybe acclimate themselves a little bit with the specific language and things that they would want to use to talk properly, right?
That's correct. Yes, we do. And the other thing is we also go out to, you know, businesses and schools and other organizations, and we help them to learn how to, number one, cope with individuals in their organizations that may have a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's very helpful when people do know how to handle conversations and groups within their organizations and other, actually, even in their homes. So we, you know, provide that too. We don't necessarily need to have people come into our office to take any support groups or classes. We will come out to you as well.
And is that something, if somebody's listening and they'd like you to come into their organization or their workplace, they just reach out to you to schedule that?
Absolutely. They can reach out to Beth. She's a coordinator extraordinaire. Yes, absolutely.
Beth, how does that work if somebody, you know, they work for a company and they do want to bring, you know, somebody from NAMI in to help with that training, they should just reach out to you?
Yes, they can reach out to me and we'll set something up. We've been to various places, you know, with our presentations on mental health and mental wellness and mental illness. We just went to a homeless shelter yesterday. We're going to a temple in February. We're kind of all over the place. So we are more than happy to offer our services to whoever needs.
Is that a free service, Beth, or do they make a donation, or how does that work?
Our services are offered at no cost to participants.
If they choose to make a donation, they're at no cost.
That's fantastic. And I feel like, you know, more and more these days, it's bringing that to light and just educating folks on, you know, how to handle that type of situation. You know, we see the bubbling up effect in the news when something awful happens, but trying to just be more aware of that. And maybe, like Donna said, just be that listening ear ahead of time to help prevent a bad situation from happening.
Correct. And I just wanted to add that the beauty of our presentations and our programs, they're all by volunteers and volunteers who have had a lived experience. So everyone that does a presentation or facilitates a group, they know exactly what it's like to be in the situation that either the support groups are in or the people in the support groups are in, or if you're speaking to a group of people, you're speaking to people with lived experiences of what it's like to have a mental illness. Or, you know, for a family member, if you're speaking with a family member, they know exactly what family members are going through. And they're all volunteers.
That's huge right there. If somebody's listening and they have dealt with mental illness in their life and they want to volunteer, should they reach out to you as well? Are you still accepting folks?
Absolutely.
That's great. I wonder too, Donna, have you guys seen an increase in volunteers? I've heard from some other nonprofits, kind of as COVID's winded down and everything, they're seeing a kind of a rebirth in volunteers coming back and wanting to get involved.
Yes, we are. And with our volunteers, they go through a pretty extensive training program. So we don't just expect people to, you know, stand up and be able to present. NAMI National has created very significant and detailed training programs. So everyone does go through a training program before they can just stand up in front of an audience or facilitate a group. Sometimes people are a little bit anxious about that and think they can't do it, but we do provide the training as well.
You know, it can be uncomfortable if you don't like public speaking or you're feeling a little introverted and all that. So you guys have the tools, the resources to help. Again, you can get details. It's namiroc.org is the website if you want to get in touch with Beth and get involved as a volunteer with the programs. And I'm wondering, too, you guys have always so much stuff going on. Any events planned in the near future?
We do. We will have a walk this year. It probably won't be until October. We're facilitating that walk and coordinating that walk with NAMI National. And we were just speaking with them today, and we're looking at, you know, resources and training for that because it takes a great deal of training. But our major fundraising event will probably be in October as far as our walk is concerned. But we will also be focused on some other smaller events throughout the year. It's something that we're looking forward to. And right now, we're in the process of our year-end donation campaign. So we're, you know, asking individuals for you know, increased memberships into NAMI Rochester and donations for NAMI Rochester in our end of year campaign, which can be made on our website.
It is that time of year if you you want to give back to your community. NAMI Rochester, great organization right here in Rochester, downtown Rochester. And again, you can make that donation and find more information at namirock.org. We are talking with Donna Lee Estes and also Beth Winslow D'Amico from NAMI Rochester. And we've got you guys here because we said earlier in the program, it is that time of year. A lot of stressors can be triggered with the holidays and everything not always being so exciting for everybody. And I'm wondering if somebody is worried about a loved one or a friend or something and they reach out to you, do you guys typically pair them up with somebody at NAMI, or do you connect them with some other resources in the community that you've partnered with?
It depends on the nature of their inquiry. I mean, sometimes we're able to help them and direct them to a specific individual within our organization that is able to talk to them and help them. But if it's something that we aren't able to handle, you know, we have access to any number of organizations here in Monroe County and outside of Monroe County. So, you know, we also do outreach for out of state. You know, I know someone that reached out to us, but they live in Colorado. So we have a volunteer that reached out to Colorado and got some great resources for that individual as well. So we know through our training exactly what we can help with and what we can't help with. Very willing to support that person and have helped them to reach out to other organizations.
And I'm wondering, you got me thinking too, Donna, I've seen the news recently about, you know, suicides and the numbers there, and it's not a good thing. And is that something that you guys are hoping to address more in 2024, prevention and education on that?
There's good possibility. I am speaking with the state with regard to suicide prevention and a program that we're actually involved with right now. I'm not going to 100% say that we will host a suicide prevention program, but we do have a support group right now that is for survivors of suicide, and that's hosted here at NAMI. But we're always looking at other programs that may fit the criteria that would belong here within the organization. And like I said, I am working with the state on some of ideas that we do have.
So more to come. No, I won't hold it to you, Donna. Don't worry. More to come on that one.
There is more to come. There's a lot more to come. And I wanted to just share with you briefly. Yesterday was just absolutely amazed. We were honored with the presentation of a check for $65,000.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it was the donation from Meg's Gift.
Yes, yes, we know them well over there. And that family working so hard to help raise awareness and keep Meg's life and memory alive.
Yes, exactly. And we are one of their major benefactors for their gift. And we, again, this year were, and I get goosebumps every time I think about it, but they so strongly believe in NAMI and NAMI Rochester and the work that we do here and our programs that it just lends to me, it really provides support for us as to the work that we do in the community. I'm just so proud of that fact. And they will have their golf tournament. I think it's going to be in August again, probably the latter part of August. They haven't quite announced the date yet, but it's something else that we will help them with as they help us with the walk. From the donation that we received from Meg's Gift, I'm trying to come up with something that I'm going to do for our peer groups, something for the peer support group. I don't know what it is yet, but I want to have something to do with the environment, something to do with the outdoors, something that will support the peers. I don't know what that is yet, so it's hard for me to really try to describe it or say much about it, but I want to dedicate some of those funds to the peers.
100%. More to come on that, right? We'll keep you guys will keep posted on your website and everything.
Yes, exactly. And our walk. More information about walk will be on our website and any of the other fundraising events that we have. And, you know, no donation is too small. People can make donations, weekly donations, monthly donations. It doesn't have to be one large donation at one time.
And that's the beauty of this time of year, you know, Donna. Like you said, if it's a dollar or $65,000, all of it comes together, pools together to give you guys the resources to help out those in need. And that, you know, we have such a giving community here. I am grateful for that.
Correct.
100%. And it's that partnership, right? You guys, you know, helping them, they're helping you. And it's all going towards, you know, giving back to help out folks that are in need in our community with mental health and mental health illness issues. And you know, I've had it in my personal family with my mom, and that's how I connected with you guys, gosh, almost 12 years ago now with the, when the walk was just first starting. But seeing that people coming together, like with Meg's gift, you know, out of such tragedy there, being able to come together, they come together as a family to give back and to, you know, try and help out those that are in need in the community. It's really a beautiful thing, like you said.
It really and truly is. And one of my strong beliefs about any kind of issue is collaboration and community collaboration. As a community, we really need to work together and not work in silos, you know, to help each other support any mental illness or any other condition that someone may have. So the more the organizations, the not-for-profits, work together and collaborate, you know, the better the outcome. So I am a big proponent of collaboration.
Me too. I think that, you know, like you said, you can connect them with the resources that are out there. You guys can work together and in the end serve more people, which is great. I'm wondering, Beth, too, are you guys looking into some other new programs in 2024? I know we touched briefly on suicide programs, and there's more to come on that. Anything else that we want to tease for 2024?
Well, we're looking to bring back our signature programs, which are NAMI Family to Family, which is an 8-week course for family members who have loved ones living with mental illness, as well as our peer-to-peer program, which is a peer-led program for 8 weeks. And that is something we did in the past, and we're hopeful to bring back in early 2024.
I hope so, too. And those would be in person and via Zoom, both?
Yes. And we have a program called Ending the Silence. We go into middle and high schools and present and help them learn about mental illness and how to cope. So that's another one that we're bringing back and we're excited about.
And is that a program, tell me, Beth, is that a program where if a school district invites you in, or how does that work?
Yes, we can reach out to school districts or they reach out to us and invite us in. And we have two presenters who go in, a lead presenter and a young adult presenter, and they share their stories of lived experience.
Well, certainly, you know, so important these days. We hear such, you know, scary things with social media and everything and the bullying,
right,
and other, you know, issues that just compound and compound. So being able to get in there and talk to young people is so important, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's definitely exciting. And if somebody is involved with a school district and they want to partner with you guys, connect with you guys, just go to your website on that?
Yes. Or they can contact me at info@namirochester.org or just check the website.
Perfect.
And our website is always a work in progress. So, you know, if they can't find what they're looking for on our website, please contact us by telephone, which is 585-423-1593.
Awesome, awesome. And hey, it is that time of year, like we said earlier. If you want to make a donation, still accepting donations for their ongoing campaign, you can make a donation on their website, which is namirochroc.org. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I hope you both have a great holiday.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thanks so much, Ed. You have a great holiday as well.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.